My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Cliff Stearns, who represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He is also chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations. On Wednesday, you may well have heard my conversation with Congressman Stearns regarding the probe he's launching into Planned Parenthood and how they're using taxpayer dollars, specifically whether that money is being used to fund abortions, even though it's explicitly forbidden to do so. He also wants to investigate claims that Planned Parenthood workers are actually aiding and abetting criminal activity, including statutory rape and even covering up the abortions and sex trafficking of minors. If you missed that conversation, you can find it elsewhere on this site. In that same conversation, I also spoke with Chairman Stearns about the investigation his subcommittee is doing into Solyndra, the failed solar panel maker that received over $500 million of taxpayer money through the stimulus. Not only did the company still fail, but as it turns out, private investors were reimbursed faster than U.S. taxpayers, also a violation of the law. I began that portion of the conversation by asking Chairman Stearns about the fact that Solyndra executives took the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination last Friday before his subcommittee, and how far he feels his investigation has progressed thus far.
Well, I think we have a ways to go. As you pointed out, we had the CEO and the CFO. We brought them forward, and they said they were going to testify. I gave them a week's relaxation. They wanted to come. We wanted them to come a week before. They wouldn't come because they said they're trying to sell Solyndra in the bankruptcy court. So we said, okay, we'll give you forbearance and we'll let you come the following week as long as you testify. And they said, yes, they would. And lo and behold, a lawyer just before our hearing said they were going to take the Fifth, which they did. And they have every right to do that. But, you know, I think these stimulus money that's being spent or guaranteed by taxpayers should be looked at carefully, because we have to understand that if we're going to put money of taxpayers, their guarantee, into projects that are not viable and are going to lose money, it's going to continue to add to our deficit. Plus, in this case, Solyndra laid off 1,100 people. So it's a tragedy for those people. And I think the Department of Energy and OMB had indicated early, in fact, prophetically said that this company would go belly up in September 2011, and they went belly up in July 2011.
Congressman, some suggest this is the tip of the iceberg, that the push towards renewable energies, the desire to see that direction be taken in our economy, led to investments in other firms that may be in similar straits as Solyndra. What can you tell us on that?
I think it's a concern, and I don't know if you saw this reporter out of Los Angeles who indicated that this was brought to the president's attention early on with the stimulus funds, where they said basically, we're giving money into an industry that is very competitive with China, but China has lower labor cost and the material cost, and it's very difficult to compete in the solar panel or the wind panel. So the president was brought to his attention that this was unwise to go forward. He overruled them, and he went in and started giving out the stimulus package. And the president is not altogether wrong, because he wanted to create jobs. But the problem is, once you get these red flags, you can't go and give this kind of money, $500 million, out when you even have the Department of Energy, your own executive branch, saying that this place is going to go belly up in 2 years. So both he and Vice President Biden just should have held in the reins, done more due diligence, and not going forward. And in the end, as you're sort of alluding to, the fact that we have $825 billion stimulus package, and a lot of this money is being put into projects and things that are not viable and not going to create jobs, and in fact, you know, even going back to the bailout of some of the automotive industry, how much of that is wise to do? Because in the end, you're picking winners and losers with the government stepping in to do it, and it's not the free market, and you end up with venture socialism. And I think most of us realize that what makes America exceptional is the idea that we're a free market, and the market decides and not the government.
Whether it's the government or Solyndra executives, perhaps at another time, what are the most important questions that still need answers?
Well, first of all, it looks to me like Secretary Chu should have known that they broke the law when they subordinated the $500 million of taxpayers' guarantee to venture hedge funds. And one of them, the largest investor, was George Kaiser. It was his hedge fund, Argonaut. He was the original investor in Solyndra. So the question is, did Secretary Chu know they broke the law, which is the Energy Policy Act of 2005, where you cannot subordinate taxpayers to outside commercial funding? And if he did break the law, he knew it, then that's a serious problem, I think, for the Secretary of Energy. So that's one thing we got to clear up. The second thing is, what is the correspondence, the emails between Solyndra and the White House, the executive branch, and D. DOE and make sure that, if we understand it correctly, that the president's saying he had nothing to do with this, it was all delegated. You know, we want to make sure there's no political connection, which, you know, up in Washington, D.C., there's a lot of politics, and if there's a huge amount of political quid pro quo, that's not good either. So those are some of the questions, I think, as we roll down here, we're trying to figure out if it's occurring.
So as you suggested earlier, still a lot of digging left to do. We'll certainly be following the work that you're leading there. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
Yep, thank you.
Florida Republican Congressman Cliff Stearns is chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations, looking into both the Solyndra and Planned Parenthood controversies. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.